The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, Doug. It's a good day program at 7 after the hour for Friday. Jennifer Horn, my pal. We're both in the City of Angels today, and we both are angelic. Don't you think so,
Jen? Jen, totally.
We are angels.
In fact, I just don't know. You know, sometimes we just glow off of each other's halo gleam.
I was thinking of singing Pretty Little Angel Eyes, but then it would be inappropriate for you under the circumstances.
Pretty Little Angel Eye.
Okay, we'll work on it from that angle. The Federal Bureau of Who's Your What? Am I supposed to do something?
No, I'm just saying hello to Roberta, too.
Oh, I'm going to say hello to Roberta? Huh. I can say hello to Roberta.
Hello, Roberta.
Hi, Roberta.
Rich.
Hi, Roberta. Okay, so the FBI has released video showing the former mayor of Charlotte, and a fellow named Patrick Cannon, accepting a $32,500 cash bribe. Mr. Cannon has pleaded guilty to accepting $50,000 in bribes from undercover agents in exchange for access to city planning officials. So he was arrested. He's been brought to court on federal corruption charges. This week they released a video of the sting operation, which got them Cannon. Authorities hope the tapes deter other officials from being bribed. So I go around, was this guy a briber and he was suspected, so they set him up in a sting? Or did they just set him up in a sting and he had no previous bribery problems?
Usually, when there's smoke, there's fire, so they set up the sting.
Yeah.
Instead of just out of that, would be cold.
It wouldn't be cold.
If they just said, what would happen if we were to offer this guy a bribe?
Right. All right, let's try a little something different here. I just said to Richie, I'm not going to do this today, but you know what? I think I will do it today.
What's that?
I think we all, because we're in different cities, Roberta's down in New Orleans, Jennifer's in L.A., I'm usually outside of Boston, Richie's in Washington. There are things going on locally that are big stories. So I thought it would be nice to just pick from that tree. I got the one for you, Jennifer, maybe the one that I would have this morning if I were to do Los Angeles as well, is the new Los Angeles Dodgers manager, Dave Roberts, and what he figures. This fellow's a black guy, by the way. And that seems to be, it bothers me that people focus still on race, so he's a black manager. Why is it important that he's black?
I haven't heard anybody do that, actually.
Really?
I think because Dave Roberts,
ESPN's all over it. That's the whole, the ESPN story is all about this guy being black and comparing him to Jackie Robinson.
There's a ton of black managers. Dusty Baker, the Nationals.
So why do they make a big
story with ESPN? And it's kind of, it surprises me because local, usually for sports, I watch local stuff. I don't normally watch national sports news. But everybody's just excited to have something fresh in the Dodger dugout, from what I've heard. And they're excited to have someone, you know, obviously a former player makes a difference. So I haven't heard any of that. It feels like it's missed me a little bit.
All of the players today are going to go out on the field in number 42.
Well, it's Jackie, Robinson Day. Right?
Yeah, it is Jackie Robinson Day. But they're somehow equating that to the fellow who's the manager because he's black. First black to manage the Dodgers. But don't you find this, after where we're going, don't you find it kind of trite?
I actually love the story that I heard that's kind of linked to this, is that they have an original contract from Jackie Robinson that was signed by him, first contract for a black baseball player, and it's sitting in the middle of Times Square right now. And I think that is so cool. I would love to be in New York to go see it.
Huh. What, in some, is it sitting there in a case? Or what do you mean sitting in the middle of Times
Square?
They
have it up in a plaque area so you can go and take a look through it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Roberta, what's the big story in New Orleans this morning?
Oh, they're still talking about that Will Smith murder, because now, you know, he was shot 8 times in the back. you know.
Eight times? I didn't hear that from the first.
8 times in the back. Yes, that was the latest autopsy report.
Yeah. 8 times?
Yes.
It was like a murder.
In the back.
This is an execution. What do we know about the guy who's driving the other car?
Just that he's just a regular guy. I mean, there really doesn't have much.
There had to have been some relationship between the two of them.
And they're saying it was self-defense. That's what he. That's what.
Shooting him in the back 8 times.
Will Smith had a gun in his car.
Yeah, he said, "I have a gun and it was loaded. They found it." He said, "I have a gun and I will shoot you." And so then this guy happened to have a gun himself and he opened fire on him.
So he shot him on the way to get his gun.
But the thing to remember too is this: he shot his wife in the legs.
Yeah.
Now you got to see a pretty twice. One in one leg that broke her femur, and then one that passed through the thigh, the other leg. Now you have to be a really good shot to get somebody in the leg like that, especially in a moment, you know, where there's a lot of heat of passion going on and arguments going on. So don't tell me that he couldn't shoot Will Smith also in the leg and disabled him. You got to shoot the guy 8 times in the back.
Yeah, that's just he goes down for either murder, two, or manslaughter, or something like that.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the quirks in Louisiana law, for people who may not realize, that Louisiana doesn't run under regular rules of law. They're under Napoleonic law.
That why you moved
law.
There?
Yeah, right. It's believe it or not, it's Napoleonic law here, from everything from how you're arrested to how you inherit property. And one of the quirks of the Louisiana law, that although Cardell Hayes has been arrested, he has not actually been charged with a crime.
And there's
in most states, when you're arrested, right? In most states, when you're arrested, the DA files charges against you, right? The next day or the next morning.
Or they have to let you go, right?
Soon, right? In Louisiana, there's a 60-day window for the DA to decide whether or not they want to file charges, to investigate, and determine what charges are appropriate. So, even though he was arrested for second-degree murder, the DA may ultimately decide this was a crime of passion.
Wow.
I've heard this is going to come down to stand your ground laws, like we saw with George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin, because that's what they recognize in the state. So it's going to be, you know, whether this guy thought he was in danger or not. And what they're saying is, even though there were witnesses in the car with Will Smith, that the court won't really allow those witnesses, since they're on the side of the Smith family. Instead, there's like one guy or one woman, but one witness who hasn't been named yet.
There was a woman.
Who is the only one who's nonpartisan there. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So there's the story from New Orleans.
This is going to be like a New Orleans version of the OJ case. That's what they're comparing this to now.
Great. All right, Richie, what's the number one story in Washington where you are today?
I guess the number one news story here in Washington is that Metro spent $25 million trying to convert all of their our Washington, D.C. Metro. I mean, blah, 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 whatever, and they wasted the money. But the Capitals won the first game against the Flyers last night in the hockey playoffs. That's big news, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's big news for the Caps.
Yeah, but even bigger news, Bryce Harper is on fire for the Nats this year. The Nats are 7-1 now, their best start ever.
I think I heard this song last year, didn't I?
You did. But Bryce Harper had 99 home runs.
To the ball.
Walks up to plate last night with three men on and does this.
Bryce loves big stage stuff and big situation stuff. So why not four with one swing for 100?
Okay. Bases loaded.
I vote for that, too. Two homers, five RBIs on the year. And there it goes! See you later, number 100!
How would you like that to be your 100th home run? A grand slam. There you go.
But listening to that makes me realize how much I love Vin Scully in Los Angeles, because he is retiring this year, and that's what this season's all about for the Dodgers. And, man, listening to these other announcers.
These others have no passion. They have no flair.
What are you talking about? It's Dave Sackler. He's great.
Oh, it's terrible.
Nah. He's not Kurt Gowdy.
When you've had Bordeaux, you don't want to go back to Trader
Allen. Those guys are falling.
Okay. Tell me he's got no passion here.
I vote for that, too.
No, he's got Johnny passion.
Five
boring.
RBIs on the year.
Johnny Miller's
and there it goes! There it goes!
You can yell like that, too.
Number 100.
Nothing like winning.
Guys, the Birds, and playing at the baseball. Kelly's a legend. Nobody's going to take anything away
sounds
from
like
him.
Sounds like you're talking, but yelling from the starting
take
can.
Take your Los Angeles hoity-toity self and, yeah, whatever.
Oh, it's not hoity-toity. It's just when you have the best guy in the business. It's just honest.
Well, I'll tell you.
The best.
I know how you feel because John Miller
he's
is
good.
One of the best.
Yeah, he's good.
And we used to have him in Baltimore with the Orioles, and they fired him because he spoke out against the Orioles when they were in a bad season. And ever since then, I have not stepped foot in the Orioles stadium.
Good.
Good for you.
Right. He's a good brother.
So really, this was two sports stories and a murder.
about a sports...
about a sports guy.
We could make a movie, guys.
All right, the sports report at 16 after the hour here on Good Day.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
All right, 18 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Story we have at DougSteffen.com about an octopus that apparently escaped from an aquarium.
I love this octopus.
Crossed,
so great.
Crossed the floor and went down a pipe and ran under there more than one.
Octopi?
You know,
I like octopuses.
All right, anyway.
You're going to get in trouble here somewhere.
All right, so what's the story? The intent here. The octopus obviously wanted to get out of the tank. So what's the big deal? Octopus.
It's free willing.
Really
the
smart.
Octopus version.
The octopus. I want to hear the story.
I mean, he had to take some things apart, you know, to get in there.
Yeah.
To get through the pipes.
Would you like to have, though? I want to interview the octopus.
The octopus are very clever. They love to take things apart. I don't know if you know that about them.
How do you know that?
Because she's
Roberta. Because I'm me. Yeah, I've talked to them. I'm in the octopus's garden by the sea.
And they can search. They have a feeling about where the nearest water source is, don't they? Through their little tentacles. Easy for me to say.
Tentacai.
Can't they search out water, though?
Apparently
yes.
They can.
Yes, they can. Yeah, they're very, very
from
smart.
From the water. Yeah. This is turning out to not be what I thought it was going to be, conversation.
What were you hoping for with the octopus story? What were your ambitions, sir?
All right. So now, another story about a chimpanzee or a monkey, I'm not sure which, escaping from a zoo, climbing a telephone pole. This is a great video. If you haven't seen that, you can find it pretty much anywhere on social media. The chimpanzee's hanging from the guy wires, the electric wires, and they try to get up to... Again, eventually they capture him.
Before he electrocutes himself.
Yeah,
obviously. Exactly.
He would have cooked himself had he continued. All right, well, a couple of good animal stories there. Take it from me. I know animals. I'm on the Good Day program with all these characters. 21 after the hour.
I like to be under the sea in an octopus's job in the shade.
Going on. on now at Guitar Center. Get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's from the voice teacher, Hannah Houston.
Ain't no way.
Moving on to the next round here, Richie.
For me to love you.
I like it. This is a showstopper.
If you won't let me.
From the voice. Sounds pretty good.
Boy, it sounds good, right?
Wow. Sounds very good.
Wow.
There ain't no way.
Not good English, but
for me to keep. If you won't let me be
born to
be.
I like it.
That's great. You know what's nice about this?
Right.
That a lot of the singers that make it big on The Voice have that weird ding-ding sounding to their voice because they're trying to sound like Adele or something. This lady just has a nice voice, clean, all on her own.
And cruel is a man who's paid too much for what he's got.
Name to Hannah Houston.
No, sorry, Dick. Whose team is she on?
Wow.
You put a nice, soulful voice up against a Hammond B3 organ, that kind of churchy sounding organ.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful.
Yeah. She's a preschool teacher here on The Voice, I believe, last night or Wednesday. And she got everybody. Well, I don't understand why Howard Stern's getting off of that show, by the way. Anybody know?
That's not his show.
He doesn't work well with it.
That's why he's leaving.
Yeah. Oh. He's not on The Voice.
Which one is he on?
He's on America.
America's Got Talent. No, the story with The Voice, the judges are all in place for this season, but next season, Alicia Keys and Miley Cyrus will be replacing the girl spot and the spot that Pharrell's held for the last few seasons.
Got it. Okay. Round of applause for that. That's good.
Woo.
All right, 23 past the hour. The cast of The View asked Donny Osmond some questions, one after the other after the other. Let's listen to this. This is actually quite entertaining.
We're going to ask you to rapid fire 6 questions in 60 seconds,
okay.
And let's put the time on the clock. Just answer as fast as you can. Okay,
you
ready?
Okay.
Greatest lesson you learned from another artist?
Elvis Presley. I was 14 years old when he came to see our opening show in Vegas, and he walks in the dressing room door, and he says, "Hi, I'm Elvis Presley." And I think, yeah, I know. But he said, "Keep it real." You know, he was the king on stage, and yet he was a real guy backstage.
Okay,
so Elvis Presley.
Got 60 seconds.
Okay, got it.
Go ahead. Michael Jackson recorded a famous song for you?
Ben, that was my song.
Ben.
That was my song. Oh. It was written for me, and I was on tour. The producers had to do the movie. He said, "Michael Jackson's got a high voice. Let's get it for him." Michael and I would laugh all the time. He said, "Donnie, I had a hit about a rat. You had a hit about a puppy."
All right, celebrities who are surprisingly big Donnie Osmond fans.
Eminem. When I met Eminem, it was funny because we were running together. You know those commercials where two people running together in slow motion? We embraced. He said, "Donnie, I watched your show growing up. You're such a huge influence on me." And I said, "Oh, so it's my fault."
He's very warm.
Great guy.
You talked about Elvis Presley being who he was. Donnie Osmond is as you think he is. I'm not so sure about his sister, but I can tell you, and Richie and I have experienced it with him, but we have this whole thing about celebrity.
He's called me off the air a couple of times, and he's just as nice
very
a guy
warm,
as you'd ever
like
want
Kiefer
to talk
Sutherland.
To. Yeah.
The people that you think are going to be stuck in their own mud are not. And so I think sometimes we get a little overbearing with what we think about celebrities. And the other one, with Osmond, I think he'd just soon be left alone. He's respectful of the fans, but he wants to live his life. Hard to do it when you are Donnie Osmond, to be sure, or Kiefer Sutherland, or any of the people like that. 28 minutes after the hour here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price Match. Good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
This weekend at Guitar Center, get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $2.99. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $3.99 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's free with purchase event this weekend only, in-store and online.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
The Good Day program. Follow us on Twitter at Good Day, Facebook.com/Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen. Quote of the day today comes from Russian President Putin, who said, "I eat porridge with pleasure every day." Taking on the hard-hitting question about his breakfast habits, he does. They have talk radio in Moscow. And Putin does one appearance a year. And so the call-in show yesterday, one of the questions was...
Sort of like a boxer's brief question, right?
What do you eat for breakfast?
He said a porridge. What is porridge?
Porridge.
Oatmeal. Well,
what is...
It's like oatmeal. Yeah, it's oatmeal. Okay.
Right, yeah. Don't you remember porridge from Goldilocks? What's the matter with
you? Yeah.
Obama for breakfast.
I think when you eat porridge, though, don't you have to hold the bowl with both hands? Isn't that what you have to do?
Yeah, maybe that's it. Somebody on the show called them Putin locks.
Putin
locks for porridge. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so the more serious side of what's going on with the Russians, the situation in the Baltic Sea with the U.S. Navy destroyer being buzzed.
Crazy.
30 times.
Yeah. Did you see that? They were like 30 feet away.
Right. I'm looking at some of the video right now on the CBS website. The planes race by the destroyer low and fast, and they did it over and over and over again. So people are in America saying, why don't you shoot the thing down?
Exactly.
And so this was the commander of the ship said it was like a simulated attack. They knew there was no weaponry. You see, they can tell... They have the, this is one of the amazing things about what goes on these boats. These things have got the ability to know that the planes either have bombs on them or missiles or they don't.
Yeah, you look at the boat and it's got
you can see them, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can see them.
So anyway, this was in international waters, 70 miles off the coast of Kaliningrad. And so the Russian defense minister, whose name I'm not going to bother to pronounce, said the pilots saw the ship and then decided that they would take measures of precaution, but they were baffled as to why the boat was there, and now the Americans say they were baffled as to why they were buzzed by. Hey, this is, what is this? I guess I want to know what this is. My opinion on whatever provocation there is, remember that Putin loves to play games. He loves to be in your face. And because he's a little guy, he wants to be like a big guy.
He searches for power.
Right.
Right. Right.
He does. He's looking for a void. He's looking to be in your face. He'll go just so far. I'm going to bet that he told, his directive was, go find an American ship somewhere. Make sure there's no missiles or bombs on the plane because they know it. And then just fly around and see what they do. I'm betting that that's what the whole deal was all about. So,
you know, they could have thrown stuff at this plane.
Right. Look at the video.
You can
throw my sandwich at it.
Yeah. Right.
Would it be within their rights to shoot them down, coming that close?
Well, but they knew there was no... they knew there was no weaponry.
First run, I think the Navy probably went, okay, they're just playing with us here, but still.
It's still risky behavior.
But think of it. I mean, if this boat was in New York Harbor and a plane did that, you don't think they'd be shooting it down?
Yeah, and they should be. We wouldn't question it.
There was an agreement signed in the 1970s after the Cold War, which remains in force. This specifically prohibits running simulated attack profiles against ships of one another.
Well, and the one thing you have to remember here is they were 70 miles off the coast of Russia.
Yeah.
So while they were still in international waters, Russia might have been going, these guys are getting a little close.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say hello.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did. Hello.
Hello. I would have thrown my peanut butter sandwich at it.
Mm-hmm.
Get it caught up in his jet engine. Boom.
Like a bird. Okay, yesterday, the folks at Microsoft decided to play a little offense. So they announced yesterday that today they would sue the federal government. And why are they doing that?
Because they can.
Well, yeah, they can. The cloud.
Right.
The government has been able to request to search people's personal information the cloud if they have a reason to be suspicious. I am so tired of listening to these people say, we don't trust anybody, you're all crooks, and so you're all under surveillance and you're all under suspicion. What kind of a country are we living in?
This is a weird loophole, though, Dougie. It's because there's an old piece of legislation that would allow the authorities to search your computer if they suspect. Expected something. You know, we've seen it a million times. And the FBI comes into a house and hauls out a computer, right?
Yep.
The whole thing goes.
Yep.
Well, they consider the files, even though they're in your phone, they consider them to be computer files. And so that's how, under this law, the feds are able to search out your stuff. But Microsoft is saying not anymore, that these are different types of files and that they shouldn't be allowed access in the cloud.
No. This is where we have a great respect for Edward Snowden and what he did, and having us, you know, there's so much of this stuff, and we really need to know more of it so we can put it. It's gone way beyond the whole focus on scaring people and the fear, and you know, all this does. It's like we were working for Al Qaeda. The government was working for Daesh or the Taliban. They just want everybody to be scared. And so you can better control people when they're all afraid. And that's what's going on. Now look at the TSA this week, how they screwed up. There are hundreds, thousands of people, and it seemed to be just on American Airlines flights, although I didn't notice it last night when I got on the plane to Boston to fly here to L.A. I didn't get a sense that there was a slowdown. There were a lot of people doing the you know, two, three people doing the same job, which you always see with the TSA because they're so incompetent. But, you know, we didn't feel, none of us that were in the line. I was talking to a couple people in the line about this because Meredith was going today to fly out to go somewhere. And she was told by the travel person to show up 2 hours early because there are lines all over the place. TSA is checking people out. And the TSA is not doing anything. Even
she has pre-check. She has pre-check, right?
Not often. You know, she's not in pre-check. I don't know why she... Hey, that's the point. I'm always in pre-check.
Well, you can apply for it.
When we,
it's the greatest thing ever.
To do that, yeah. That's something that I need to do for her. Because if I go through the line, I'm in pre-check and she's in the regular line, got to wait for her anyway. And it's just, pre-check is a way to get around the nonsense for the most part.
You don't have to take off your shoes. You don't have to take off your belt.
Just you go just through the thing and bingo bango. And
they always
have to pull your laptop out.
I always say to the guy who's at the computer screen, when he stops and looks at my bag, I say, those are microphones, it's radio equipment. And he'll look at me and say, okay.
Are you kidding? They say, okay, when I travel with it. Oh,
never I get it open.
They always stop me and open it up.
The guy says, microphones, okay.
Yeah. Wait, how does he do it?
Every single time.
Microphones.
Okay.
All right. So, speaking of Edward Snowden, I was about to say Edward Scissorhands. He apparently has a singing career. There's a story in the Rolling Stone this week. He loves electronic music, and he's working with a composer to record some melodies. And so there's a he's using some of the technical stuff that he knows how to use. But the interview is very interesting. It's a side. I mean, this guy. None of us are single dimension. We tend to put people into categories, right? Like me, I'm a farmer in my town. To people listening to me on the radio, I'm a radio guy. Rich is this, that. Jennifer's this, that. Roberta's this, that. But you really know, if you're with people, that they're complicated. Everybody's got different sides. So Edward Snowden is not just a whistleblower. He's got a lot of other sides. And why do we find it interesting? I don't even know. Frankly, why I find this interesting, I just do, mostly because it's different. Michael Jean-Michel Jarre, is that how you pronounce it in French, Pierre? Is that
close enough? Yeah.
Huh? All right. So there's a video. Did you see the video?
You know what's interesting about this is that he's interested in digital music that comes from video games, which is. If you think about the old video games back in the 80s.
Pac-Man.
Yeah. Think about that song, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's made from 8-chip music, like the most basic of computers. And that's making a resurgence. And my son was just playing some of this the other day on YouTube. And I'm like, man, that is annoying. And he's like, okay, you know, but it's getting big again with people here. I think I have some of it here. Hold on.
Yeah.
Now I hear two things at once.
Yeah.
All right. It's okay. All right, we got it.
That's it.
There it is. Good day.
Hi.
Good day.
My name's Edward Snowden.
Because I've always appreciated electronic music. The melodies that I remember with the most fondness are from video games where they sort of generated 8-bit music. And those kind of chiptunes have really made a resurgence in modern musical culture today. And I think people like Jean-Michel are the ones who really popularized that.
This is all about he's a computer geek and loves the music that comes out of
his computer. Right. Yeah. Right. All right, so it'll be
weirdo.
I'm sure there's going to be it'll be a lot of that. Why are you laughing?
That would be hot for you, wouldn't it, Jen?
Totally.
So you're into music that comes out of your computer.
Video game music.
Yeah,
wow.
Video game music.
Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of Jennifer and being hot, the report this week on who drinks what is out, and it appears, Jennifer, that millennials drink 42% of all the wine consumed in our country.
Lashes.
Under the age. Where's Kara?
Yeah.
Is she right there, Richie? Kara, I want to get Kara.
No, she's in the next studio.
She is. All right. Yeah. I want to find out how much wine she drinks. She's about 24, 25?
Right there.
Roberta, when did you start drinking wine? You were about 8, right?
No, about 3.
3, she starts drinking wine. Jennifer, yeah, when did you start drinking wine?
Wait. Let me explain that. Wait. Every Sunday at dinner, we're Italian, I'd have this little glass. It's maybe the equivalent of two shot glasses, this little wine glass. And they would fill it mostly up with water, and they would put a little bit of red wine in it. And that was just on Sunday at Sunday dinner.
Really? All right, Jen, when did you start drinking wine?
Oh, gosh, probably at 15 or 16. So every once in a while, my dad would at dinner would let me have a glass or a sip or something.
All right, so I'm looking at the stats here. Baby boomers make up 38% of all the wine that's consumed. Gen Xers, 20%. But millennials drinking 42%, so more than any other group. So, Kara, I was curious as to what age you started drinking wine.
I don't think I had...
Nice.
Can you hear me?
I can hear me, too.
Exciting.
Three times.
I don't think I had any until I was legal drinking age, actually, or maybe a little bit younger.
What a goody-goody.
I remember when I was younger, and, of course, I think I went to a wedding or something, and my mom let me drink some champagne, which is different, but I remember thinking it was really gross and not liking it. And I didn't really go to parties when I was in high school because I was boring, I guess. But yeah, I didn't like wine.
You mean
wine.
Your high school friends had parties and they drank wine? They were in high school.
No, I just mean that I didn't really drink, and I never really thought that wine was good until maybe I got to college and had money to start trying different things.
All right, so I'm confused a little about millennials, and there are some people who are saying, or the suggestion in this report is...
What are these millennials?
Oh, quiet, will you please? Millennials are supposed to be, well, at least the thought is, of those who are not millennials, that they're straight and yada, yada, yada. But I'm under the impression that maybe there's more drugs going on, drinking, drugs, all that sort of stuff. Is there, or is that just what's in my head?
Well, I mean, people definitely do, but I think it goes for any generation. It's not like all millennials are doing drugs, and, I mean, I drink plenty, and my roommate drinks.
I drink all the time!
All you boomers were pot-smoking hippies, right?
Mm-hmm. Not me.
Right.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Roberta, maybe,
so
yeah.
I'm sure there are plenty who
Roberta,
were.
Roberta, right.
And there are plenty of millennials who are, too, but I think there are plenty of them who aren't as well.
All right. So maybe this
my daughter Victoria is a millennial, and she they drink wine.
She does.
Box
wine.
They drink hard alcohol. They drink nice wine. They go and they
Wine, Jennifer, you're the arbiter of this.
No, they go and they pick out a nice bottle
box
of wine,
wine,
and when there's like
box
three or four of them,
never,
they split it.
Box wine is never nice,
it isn't?
Box wine is better than it used to be. Yeah.
Yes.
Why is it just because it's in a box? It's looked down upon?
Here's the thing. When you order a bottle of really good wine, you want the romance of the way the bottle opens. That's why people get kind of annoyed even with screw caps, even though I like the screw tops. And it's actually better for the wine because it prevents all the oxygen from getting in there. But people want that romance of uncorking the wine and the little gentle pop as the cork comes out of the bottle.
All right. Well, let's see. I'll drink to that. How about we pass it around? Richie, we'll pass the bottle around.
Stop you pretending like you would pass anything around.
48 past the hour here on Good Day.
What happened to fall? 99.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This report is brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Cancer remains the number one cause of death by disease for U.S. children 14 and younger. That's unacceptable. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is leading the way the world understands, treats, and defeats childhood cancer and other life-threatening diseases. From marathons, walks, and runs, to mathathons, dinners, and golf events, awareness and funds are raised through more than 31,000 St. Jude events around the country. Donations from events like these allow doctors and scientists to focus on what matters matters most, saving kids regardless of their financial situation. Rick Shadiak Jr., President and CEO of ALSAC, the fundraising and awareness organization for St. Jude.
St. Jude is working to drive the overall survival rate for childhood cancer to 90%, and we won't stop until no child dies from cancer. Thanks to our supporters, families never receive a bill from St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because all they should worry about is helping their child live.
For more information, visit stjude.org.
Going on now at Guitar Center. Get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $2.99. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $3.99 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's Free with Purchase event. Going on now, in-store and online.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigMoneyBig.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. BigMoneyBig.com. That's BigMoneyBig.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Enough to lick the dirt off our cleats.
Watch it, jerk.
Shut up, idiot.
Moron.
Scab eater.
You bob for apples in the toilet. And you like it. You play ball like a girl.
What did you say? You heard me.
Sounds like us during a commercial break.
Everybody gets one chance to do something great. Most people never take the chance, either because they're too scared or they don't recognize it when it spits on their shoes.
You're killing me, Smalls!
All right, come on, Reese. We got to play some more of that music. Time by Hank Ballard and the Midnighters from The Sandlot, number one movie during this week in 1993. So who are some of those characters? Who are some of the stars of this, Chucker?
Mostly unknown kids. It was a good movie, though. I mean, I can't, off the top of my head, I can't tell you a lot about it because it's been a long time since I saw it, but that film has a strong following.
Yeah.
And it's actually pretty good.
You know, last night on the plane coming out here, I watched that movie about the whale. And it was supposed to be
Free
the story
Willy.
About... What?
Free Willy? Wasn't that like 18 years ago?
Free Willy.
That's not it.
No, this is the story that supposedly was the true story behind Herman Melville writing Moby Dick.
Oh.
And
Well, you saw Ron Howard's movie.
Was it Ron Howard? Yeah.
Was.
I thought I didn't want to see it at first, but then I was sort of a captive audience. And I watched it, and it was actually a fairly good story. It didn't do well at the box office, though.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
No, it bombed.
Have you got Miley Cyrus's boyfriend in it? Isn't that who that guy is?
No, actually, that's the brother of him. That's the guy who plays Thor. Chris Hemsworth is the star of the movie you just saw.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, I thought it was okay if you want to spend a couple of hours wasted not getting very far, but that's what you do with most movies anyway, is to spend some time away from whatever it is. It's a change. So that's why we have Chuck Curry here with his...
So you liked it, that's what you're saying.
I thought it was okay. It was a good story, and I thought it was fairly well told, actually.
Okay from you is usually like 4 stars from me already.
Yeah, well, speak for yourself there, pal.
All right, I will.
Okay.
If you give me a chance, I will. No problem.
I will. I'm going to give you a chance in a moment to tell us what's happening at the box office this weekend here on Good Day.
You're killing me, Smalls!
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, Chucker, the AMC movie chain wants to allow texting in its theaters. What could possibly go wrong with that?
I mean, that's just purely appealing to addiction. If you're going to go to the movies, why do you have to text? That would annoy me. I wouldn't like that at all. Even if they're doing it in another part of the theater I'm sitting in, I don't like the idea at all.
Well, it looks like they're probably having trouble getting millennials to come to the movies because they can't stand not to be near their phone for two and a half hours.
Obviously, that's why they're doing it. You're right, 100%.
Sickness.
I mean, they want to make money. They want to attract those people, and they're stooping to a low common denominator. But if that's the trend, that's the trend. I don't like it.
What are we doing this weekend?
Well, two movies opened with good reviews this weekend, one not so much. Disney's A Jungle Book opening to great reviews. It's going to make a boatload of money.
Is it animated or has it got real people?
No, live action. Directed by John Favreau, who did Iron Man. Good for him. Also opening Barbershop, The Next Cut with Ice Cube. Also good reviews. And Criminal with Kevin Costner and Ryan Reynolds. This film's not getting good reviews.
I want to see it, though.
It'll kill it at the box office. One bit of movie news of interest. James Cameron announcing he will do not one, not two, not three, but 4 sequels to Avatar. He is one of the greatest directors of our generation, spending all that time on Avatar movies. I don't
get up the blue body paint, Chucker.
That's because... Chucker,
I like the first one.
$1 billion a piece they bring in. $1 billion a piece. You know that.
Well, the first one did.
You'll have it.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, Rich.
I'll pay for you to get the blue body paint.
You want to paint it on?
59 past the hour here on Good Day.
Ask my wife for a permission slip.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.